sunk their battleship. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Russia's military now says its prized missile cruiser, the Moskva, sank while being towed to a port. Ukrainian officials say they hit it with a missile.
We're in no position to refute the Ukrainian claims right now that they hit it with a missile, but we can't absolutely confirm it independently.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We certainly recognize that the ship suffered an explosion, which led to a significant fire on board, and that it caused them to evacuate some of their sailors, if not all their sailors, from the ship.
Ukrainian forces also say they blew up a bridge destroying an entire Russian military column around Ukraine's second largest city of Kharkiv, where intense Russian shelling continues. An Ohio man convicted on federal charges for his role in the Capitol riot. 38-year-old Brian Thompson, the third riot suspect to be found guilty by a federal jury. They deliberated for less than 3 hours before rejecting Thompson's defense that he was following orders from President Trump when he stormed the Capitol. Former Trump White House senior advisor Stephen Miller appearing virtually before the January 6th committee today, weeks after the panel heard testimony from the former president's daughter and son-in-law. An all-hands meeting for Twitter employees at this hour after Elon Musk's surprise buyout offer.
It's definitely not from the standpoint of letting me figure out how to monopolize or maximize my ownership of Twitter, but we'll try to bring along as many shoulders as we're allowed to.
Instead, Musk tells TED Talk it's driven by his free speech concerns.
He also emphasized that it's really important to make the Twitter algorithm open source so that people can make suggestions. They can see when a tweet has been promoted or has been de-emphasized so that there's just a lot more transparency and trust in what he calls that de facto town square.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady. Musk made a $43 billion all-cash offer. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A U.S. senator responds to reports questioning her mental fitness to stay in office.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says she remains committed to achieving results and puts her record up against anyone's. That response came after a report in the San Francisco Chronicle quoted lawmakers and former staffers that Feinstein's memory is rapidly deteriorating and questions if she can fulfill her job duties without staff doing much of the work. Feinstein is 88 years old, is not up for re-election until 2024. In her statement, Feinstein says she focused much of the past year on her husband's health and his death, but also successfully led the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act and secured direct funding to California, including for firefighters to help prepare for the upcoming wildfire season.
Fox's Jared Halpern. New Jersey sets the date for sales of recreational marijuana. Governor Phil Murphy says it's April 21st for those 21 and older. The announcement just 3 days after a green light from state regulators granting permits for 7 facilities that already sell medical cannabis. Recreational pot now legal in 18 states, plus D.C. A digital auction is flubbed.
A cryptocurrency dealer looking to sell a non-fungible token, a former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's first tweet, for $48 million coming in short, earning bids in the thousands. Sina Astavi, who paid nearly $3 million for the NFT, listing the digital asset on NFT marketplace OpenSea, vowing to donate 50% of the proceeds to Give Directly, a nonprofit organization which helps families in need, but seeing a slew of low bids. Dorsey auctioning his 2006 post, which says, "Just setting up my Twitter, spelt without the I, for charity last spring." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Stocks finished lower, but oil prices surging back over $106 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.